Energy drinks have become increasingly popular in the last 15 years, becoming a staple on college campuses. But are they safe, and how do they impact the health of teens and young adults? This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Kathleen Miller, a senior research scientist at the University at Buffalo who has extensively researched the effects of energy drinks.
By definition, what exactly is an energy drink, and why is there concern?
Well, that's a bigger question than it sounds like. An energy drink is a stimulant beverage. Its primary ingredient is caffeine, but it also includes sugar and usually several other ingredients, amino acids, often massive doses of B vitamins and other plant and herbal extracts of various kinds. The distinction between energy drinks and other forms of caffeinated drinks is fairly important, in part because caffeine is everybody's favorite stimulant drug. The vast majority of us use it, and we use it relatively safely. So when energy drinks came on the market back in the late 1990s, nobody quite knew how to classify them. You know, where does this fall on the great drug continuum between aspirin on one end and meth on the other? And we knew that it wasn't that serious, but we tended to underestimate the potential risks because we thought of it as just another soft drink. In fact, energy drinks have about three times as much caffeine as most soft drinks do, about the same amount as coffee, but they differ from coffee in that they tend to be consumed differently. We tend to slug back an energy drink quickly and more likely to be drunk by young adults who are drinking them not only for the caffeine buzz and the stimulation, but also because they're marketed as being edgy and dangerous and risky.
So let's talk about some of those effects of caffeine and large quantities of caffeine on the body. How is the body affected?
Well, the immediate thing to know about caffeine is that the reason everybody likes it is because it feels good. Caffeine is an adenosine blocker, and it increases dopamine levels in the brain. Dopamine levels means it makes you happier, and blocking adenosine receptors means it stops you from getting drowsy. So just like any other stimulant like cocaine or amphetamines, but milder, it feels good. And low to moderate doses are generally pretty harmless, even potentially beneficial because they help us concentrate better. They might increase reaction time. But higher doses can be problematic, can even be dangerous. The high dose effects tend to include things like irritability and jitters and anxiety, sleep disturbances. Once you get to the level of what's called caffeine intoxication, that's maybe 500 milligrams or say the equivalent of four cups of coffee, a handful of Red Bulls, then you start running into things like headaches, tremors, heart palpitations, nausea. And toxic doses, getting closer to, say, a gram of caffeine, can actually be extremely dangerous.
What levels of caffeine are we talking about? What would one drink be? What would be considered safe?
There is some debate on this in the research community, but generally speaking, doctors will tell you that for a healthy adult, say 400 milligrams of caffeine over the course of a day is perfectly safe. That's the equivalent of about five Red Bulls. For caffeine-sensitive populations, and that includes people who have just a biological sensitivity to caffeine, but it also includes children and pregnant women. As a matter of fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics says that there is no therapeutic benefit to energy drinks and that children should not be drinking them at all. Kids should not have caffeine at all if possible. None at all is virtually impossible because we have a very caffeinated society. But adolescents probably shouldn't be getting more than 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams at the most over the course of a day.
That's researcher Kathleen Miller speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, this Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.